American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Today, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to carry out full-force strikes against the Hezbollah terrorist group until it ceases firing rockets across the border, despite a push by the Biden administration for a ceasefire. Israel carried out a new strike in the Lebanese capital, which it said killed a senior Hezbollah commander, and the terrorist group launched dozens of rockets into Israel. Netanyahu spoke as he landed in New York to attend the annual UN General Assembly meeting. White House National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said the U.S. is actively involved in discussions with Israel to put a plan together to temporarily end the fighting, and highlighted President Biden's objective.
His main goal is to make sure that we find a diplomatic path here to de-escalate along that blue line, and that we avoid an all-out war and escalation, not only there, but elsewhere in the region.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to speak at the UN General Assembly in New York tomorrow to discuss the current state of affairs in the Middle East. Tropical system Helene will not only affect Florida, but parts of the southeast with strong, gusty winds and a lot of heavy rain. Here's National Hurricane Center Director Mike Brennan.
Even though Helene is going to be moving quickly, it's going to bring the potential for catastrophic flooding from heavy rainfall all the way from western North Carolina, just to the west of Charlotte, Hickory, Asheville, upstate South Carolina, at the Atlanta area, down through Macon, Albany, Bainbridge, Tallahassee, down to the Big Bend coastline. Everywhere you see in pink is that level 4 out of 4 risk for flash flooding. That's the highest risk we paint. Everywhere in this red area is 3 out of 4. That includes Charlotte, Columbia, eastern portions of Alabama, southeastern and eastern Tennessee, and up into southwestern Virginia. Some of these locations are going to see up to 20 inches of rainfall, especially along the southern Appalachians. We're expecting catastrophic and life-threatening flooding.
And Fox Weather reports, a possible tornado tore through southwest Florida this morning as Hurricane Helene's outer rain bands swept through the region. Democrat New York City Mayor Eric Adams vowed to stay in office after federal prosecutors unsealed an indictment accusing him of letting Turkish officials and business people buy his influence with illegal campaign contributions and lavish overseas trips. The 5-count indictment was made public today. Judges on our New York appeals court were open-minded and receptive to the possibility of reversing or reducing the $454 million civil fraud judgment in New York Attorney General Letitia James' lawsuit against former President Donald Trump. A 5-judge panel on New York Appeals Court in Manhattan today heard oral arguments on the appeal. A new report aims to expose the abortion pill drug cartel. AFN's Chris Woodward has the details.
American Life League has been tracking abortion numbers for years, decades even. And with the increase in the use of the abortion pill, the organization decided to do a kind of audit of the status of the abortion pill in America. Katie Brown, National Director of American Life League.
Even though people claim that certain states, 28 states, have pro-life laws or pro-life regulations that might even prohibit medication abortions or the abortion pill from being distributed in those states, what we found is there's this network of abortion providers that is based out of Mexico. It's called Los Libres, that works, for lack of a better term, as a drug cartel to illegally ship women, specifically in states where there's abortion bans or abortion restrictions.
Researchers also found that women are taught how to set up a secure email and use a privacy browser, and that if they walk to their mailbox to get the pills, women are taught to wear a hat, to wear a face mask.
It's just so blatantly illegal, and even going to the point that it's training women to do illegal activity with them. So this report was just to kind of raise awareness about what is going on specifically in these states where there are pro-life laws enacted, just to kind of give people a full picture of what abortion pill access looks like in America.
American Life League is encouraging people to read this report and share it with their state legislators and the Attorney General to bring action. I'm Chris Woodward.
On Wall Street, stocks were up today. The Dow was up 260, the NASDAQ 108, and the S&P 23. We thank you for listening. See more at AFN.net.